This is the We Are Unitrax podcast about the local heroes for Barrow, and we've each picked one person that we think is a local hero in our community for different reasons. My personal choice is Mr. Gilbert. He works in the school with the, I don't know how you say it, like the kids who misbehave all the time and don't go lessons. So it's got to be quite a hard job because he'll have like kids shouting at him all day. He'll have to like chase people, so it's quite a hard job. He's also like the head of year 8, which are normally the most challenging pupils because they're not very, well, they're quite stupid in what they do because they're all running around like idiots. But yeah, he was also an army veteran, and I just found that interesting, the fact that we have somebody who was a veteran for about 7 or 8 years in our school. It's not really a, it's quite an achievement because a lot of people who go in the army don't last that long. So, Lauren, do you know anything about Mr. Gilbert that's interesting?
Yeah, I heard he was stationed in Miami, Florida for about 5 years around that area. Will, do you know anything?
He wanted to be a sniper, but he didn't get the maths GCSE needed to have the job.
I heard that he was, when he was stationed in Miami, he was stationed there for about 5 or 6 years and he wanted to be in the Vietnam War, but they wouldn't let him go in because he was only allowed to do like local operations for the Miami like forces because he was not an American citizen, so they weren't allowed to send him away because if he got killed then that would be on their hands, and it's quite a bad thing to have someone who's not even from your country in your police force and your army, but also to have them killed for your line of fire, in your line of fire, is quite bad. He also said that he comes from a line of veterans where his dad and his granddad were in the British military. His granddad was in it in World War II, and his dad was in around the time that the EDL started and the IRA were still patrolling and petrol bombing the rest of Ireland. It's actually quite impressive that Mr. Gilbert got in the army when he did, because back then it was really like vigorous and there was loads of people in the army. He said that he went to sign up when he was 16, but they were full, so they asked him to go back the next year, and he did, and the training tests were really bad because he said that they had to make him run a mile, and he did it in 4.5 minutes, which was the record at the time. I don't know if it's still a record. It probably isn't. It's probably been beaten by now, but still pretty good. And a mile in 4.5 minutes. They also will have had to do like shooting tests as well, so that will have been pretty bad because it's probably the first time he's ever held a gun and stuff, especially if he wanted to be in like big wars and defend the country properly. They will have made him do loads of really bad tests, and at 17, I don't think many people will be able to do that in the 30s, so if he was doing that at 17, he's obviously going to be a very good soldier and a good asset to the British military, or any military for that matter.
Another example of a teacher that we find quite interesting is Mrs. Dickinson. She is basically like a counsellor for our school, so she helps a lot of the Year 7s when they first come in, and she helps all the other year groups as well. So, Reese, didn't you say that she helped you with something?
Yeah, about a year ago I was going through some tough personal times. It was 7 years since my mum passed, so I was a bit upset and down in the dumps, but she helped me, like, sort of realise that that's not the end of everything, like I can still remember and be happy, and I just sort of really, she really helped me out, made it so that I could, like, it was a point where I wasn't coming into school, I was that upset, but she like spoke to me and she was saying, well, you've got to do it or she will be upset with you, so she'd be proud of what you're doing and how you're getting on. So she just helped me, and she helps a lot of people, like all my friends have done stuff, but they haven't impacted me like as much as she has. I've spoken to other people, but she's probably like the best person I've spoken to about it. Does anybody else have anything about her that they'd like to say?
Actually, yeah, just recently she's helped set up the Kindness Week, which has been really good for the school, and she's nominated everyone in the school's 100 Acts of Kindness, where she nominated everyone over 5 days. My personal favourite teacher is my form teacher, Miss Hubbard. She travelled around the world for about 6 months, going all over Greece and that sort of area in a mini sailing boat with just her husband. Will, do you have any input on that?
Yeah, Miss Hubbard's also the food technology teacher at school, so she teaches a lot of the kids valuable life skills that they'll need when they leave school. Reese, do you have anything else to say?
I think that she's quite good for the local community because she has a farm in Ulverston and she tries to cook with her own produce as much as possible, saving the environment because there's less like trucks having to travel to a farm because it's quite a remote area, so it will cost a lot of money to get her food delivered and it would be ruining the environment with pollution and so forth. So she tries to tackle that as the best she can. So we all think that our school has lots of unique staff that all fulfil their roles incredibly well and are supportive to the children in the school. So those are just a few of the people that we think deserve a bit of praise, but in our opinion, everyone in the school deserves the praise, from the janitors to the teachers. They all provide a good role in the school and fulfil their potential and help us out as much as they can around school and out of school. So yeah, those are our local heroes for Barrow. There are many more, but those are just the people that we thought deserve the most praise because of the things that they do in our community. So this concludes our